All right.
Episode what?
I believe it's 178.
Okay. Yeah, just have that sound going through the whole thing. It's the worst!
I will not eat during the show. On mic.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Sneaky Dragon. I'm Ian Boothby.
And I am Dedrick David.
And who has now just found out he's got verbal dyslexia.
What?
So
I don't know what you're talking about.
This is episode 178. To heck with that, we're just going to skip to right to 200. We're just going to make this our 200th episode.
Episode today?
You know what?
Hooray!
Yeah, who cares? What's it matter? Who's keeping
score?
It's
just numbers.
It's all numbers.
Heck, this is numbers, man.
This is our 500th episode, then. Let's go with that. 500 yep. episodes, Dave. Congratulations.
I always lie about how long things are. What?
Eh?
I don't.
And but what? Say who? Strange thing. Do what now? Okay, let's get this out of the way. Dave, ask how plumbing was this week.
This is plumbing talk.
Yeah, it's plumbing
talk. It's a new thing that we're doing now.
Yeah.
Plum talk.
Last week, as you may... Oh, the week before, you might remember someone in my house was trying to take a shower and horrible things gurgled up.
Is that a euphemism?
And then the next week, you might go like, oh, remember someone was... there was a hole outside of the house that raw sewage was coming out of. Like if you say flush a toilet, things would just fly up out of a hole.
Was it... You're calling it Old Faithful?
Bugs Bunny. Yeah, it was Faithful, all right. This week... we found out what was going on, which is it turns out that the pipes under the house are 100 years old.
I would imagine so. It's a rather old house.
Right, and they're held together by concrete. And concrete, after 100 years, goes, no, done, and just kind of shattered.
Wow.
And so everything filled up with everything, and then the gravel got in, and then everything was everything. So basically, they dug up the side of the house. So I got to make a lot of small talk with plumbers this week, like a lot.
And how do you like things? As an introvert, I think we've covered this, but
First of all,
let's go over this ground one
Dave,
more time.
I'm a bit of a morning person. You know what I like? I like getting up bright and shiny early after going to sleep.
I know this about you.
After going to sleep at about 6 a.m., I like to get up nice and early, like around 7.
Sure.
What I like is, here's what I like. I like when someone says, I'm coming over at 10 a.m.
Okay.
Well, I'll plan for that. Yeah. Ring, can we come over? It's 8:30. Yeah, what? stagger.
But do you really have to be there?
Huh?
Do you feel like you have to be there?
Apparently I do, because
standing over them while they're working.
No, I don't. I give them the space they need.
Yeah.
But sometimes they want to make a little small talk, and you got to make a little small talk with them because you don't want to be rude.
No, you don't want to be rude.
Because you really want them to fix your bathroom so that you have plumbing. Plumbing is an important part of
many
household
things. And you do the most important
thing,
which is to bring them some coffee, right?
No, because then they'd have to go to the bathroom. And clearly, there's no working bathroom in this house. That would be a horrible trick.
Yeah.
Anyway, so a lot of getting up early in the morning, making small talk.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be there because then you have to sign at the end.
How about them Canucks?
Oh, boy. Yes, that is things from that you shouldn't be seeing. And also, I want to say things like, that's not mine at all, what just came out of there. I don't even like ramen.
He doth protest too much.
Yeah. So, you do really figure out real... Okay, anyway, so that's the end of plumbing talk.
What were you going to say? You do figure out really fast.
Who's what is what by when things go flying in the air. You're like, well, that's not me,
I
officer.
Didn't have corn.
I didn't have... No, ramen. It was ramen. So that's not me.
Your body doesn't digest ramen? That's interesting to
know. No, I just didn't eat ramen.
Mm-hmm.
So, you mean the person's body didn't digest ramen. Mm-hmm. Maybe they ate it. Maybe, I don't know what happened.
I didn't mean you personally, but it's
look.
Meant-
I'm getting at this
because
it's gross. It's a gross conversation.
It's not that gross.
But they dug up the side. The pipe had collapsed in many places, and it also had like done this and done the other thing. And then they put it all back, and they put it all back beautifully. Actually, like it's very hard to tell that anything happened that was a nightmare that was there. But it was first couple of weeks that I've been at this new house. Wow, that was fun times.
Yeah.
Fun times. Now we can finally get to the business of cleaning that downstairs bathroom with all the bleach in the world.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Are you going to use like CSI and have those ultraviolet? Is that what they use to look at the walls and make sure that it's all clean?
Yeah, here's what you can look at the walls with. Your fucking eyes, because it's all there. Like, don't worry about it.
Once you clean up the obvious stuff, are you going to go
even
after
Daredevil can see it, Dave? Don't worry about it. It's there. Anyway, that's the way that's going.
That reminds me of this talking about stomach contents.
We've lost everybody.
It reminds me of I had a friend who was he was a very, very evangelical vegetarian.
Okay.
And I remember him telling me, this is quite a few years ago, that you couldn't digest, your body did not digest meat properly.
Right. They didn't get the gist of what meat was properly.
And it would sit in your stomach for 2 to 3 years.
Oh my God.
Now.
Oh my God.
I thought.
That's so much meat in your stomach for 2 to 3 years.
At the time I said, I think you're thinking of gum.
7 years.
7 years.
Yeah.
But you know, he
break
insisted,
a mirror and swallow some gum. Both will be 7 years before it all passes.
He absolutely insisted that. Now, this friend, he was a good friend when we were younger. He kind of floated in and out of my life at that time.
Let me ask you if this is a friend who liked colonics.
No, we might have.
Because I've heard a lot of that.
Here's the thing. I didn't know this at the time, but he was also a heroin addict. So it seems to me odd that you are so concerned about your body that you're not going to put meat in it because it sits in your stomach for 2 to 3 years.
Right.
But you're also using a drug that I would classify as dangerous.
Mm.
A dangerous drug.
Well, it sounds like you're a bit of a priss.
Not a namby-pamby drug like marijuana, which apparently you can just smoke all day long and has no effect on you. But heroin, which I think is dangerous. I don't want to judge anybody for using it. But what I'm saying is be careful.
Okay.
And don't use it. But anyway.
And remember, if you want to know what you ate 2 years ago, it's still in your body.
It's still in your body. So, but you know, when I had cancer, I had to do what was called the colonic lavage. I had to drink this chemical, two giant Coke-sized bottles of this pure chemical, like the most foul tasting thing you've ever had.
And you still like Coke?
Well, it wasn't a Coke bottle. It was the size of it.
Okay.
And
Wait. Coke comes in different size bottles. Do you mean personal
This was
size?
Like the big
2 liter?
Yeah, like 2 liter bottle.
So
two
you,
of
had
these.
You had to drink 4 liters of liquid?
Yeah, of chemical.
How do you do that? You can't fit that in your stomach.
Because it comes out right away.
Oh, okay.
That's why it's a lavage. Lavage means cleaning.
Oh, okay.
And it cleans out your stomach by racing through it at breakneck speed.
Wasn't he the premier of Quebec for a while, Lavage?
Yes, that's right. You're absolutely right. Etienne Lavage. That's who you're thinking of. Now, I found out rather quickly all the contents of my stomach that day, that hour.
Right.
And I drank it with pineapple juice, which was the only juice I found palatable with this. And I would take a swig of chemicals, then quickly follow it with a swig of pineapple juice.
Right.
Swig of chemical pineapple juice. Because the faster you could wash that taste out of your mouth, the better it was.
Can you drink pineapple juice now?
Yep.
All right.
I still like it.
That didn't ruin pineapple
juice. I don't understand that. I've had people tell me that too. The same friend actually threw up pizza one time and told me that we would never have another pizza party for his birthday.
I felt that way about pumpkin pie for many years.
But I don't understand that. Because it does not taste the same coming up as it tasted going down. And I like the taste
you
of it
know
going
what?
Down.
I was worried about us talking about this stuff and grossing people out. And it's quite possible that we have. But caustic soda is a very popular
that's
podcast.
That's right.
And this is all they do.
This is all they do. This is the kind of stuff they talk about. Although their name implies that it's the show has some difficulty.
Right. I know that my sister-in-law listens to our show sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes she puts it, she may put it on speaker at the place she works, which is a public market.
Okay. So, perfect.
So
perfect.
Sorry about this, everybody.
Perfect episode for a public market. And I just, but at the time, there was no meat coming out of me. There was no chunks of steak popping out of my bum.
Right. Like a full T-bone.
Yes, that's right. Like I ate them like that. I ate the whole bone.
It's so
you
tough.
Know me so
it
well.
It reassembles in your body and comes out whole. It comes out as a baby calf.
It's so, that's right. Meat is so hard to digest. Your body doesn't digest it. But actually,
meat
there was
is
a
murder
guy,
on the colon, am I right?
There was a guy, this is in the sort of the 19th century.
Okay, this is Dave's guy talk.
No. This is a true story.
Now, I'm telling you it's a true story, but it's about a guy, so it's your
it's,
guy
it's
talk.
It's about a guy, because this took place in Quebec.
Okay.
And
was this when Lavage was...
this was when Etienne Lavage was premier of Quebec. And this guy was shot in the stomach by a shotgun. And for some reason, he did not die from it.
Okay.
But it also did not heal. So he had a hole in into his stomach.
Okay. This really sounds like a caustic soda episode. Keep going.
And so this doctor was fascinated by this. And what he would do is he'd get this guy to lie down. And then he would put food on string down into his stomach.
Sure he would.
To see how quickly
it's the worst story I've
it
ever
digested.
Heard. Yeah.
The meat digested fastest.
Okay.
It was the easiest to digest.
What was
vegetables were more difficult because they're more complex.
Yeah. Okay.
It was interesting. Okay. And then this guy, he got sick of this. He finally rebelled against the doctor, sure. would no longer allow him to put foreign objects into his stomach on bits of string.
Too bad. Yeah, what a jerk.
Is this too... You don't like this topic?
I don't like this topic at all. Right. No, it's terrible. Sorry. Remember, like before we started,
before we started, like the very first episode of the Sneaky Dragon podcast.
No, before we started today.
Okay.
I had some candy here.
Yeah.
And I was like, Dave, you can finish off the candy.
Yeah.
And it's the Maynard's Sour Kids Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah.
And you were eating them, and it just sounded really gross on mic.
Sure.
And he went, "Oh, I would never eat on mic." And then we do this, and it's like we're just grossing out people. Like
we're not grossing people. This is interesting. People are fascinated by this.
Okay.
They're not grossed out by it. You are Mr.
I am.
Yeah, you're Mr. Dainty.
Maybe I am a little bit dainty when it comes to things of the stomach.
Yeah.
Perhaps. But you know why, Dave? Because I've been living in a world of feces for 3 weeks.
You have. And I could see that when,
there
you
was
know,
a point,
maybe you're overwhelmed
there
by
there was
all
a
this.
Point when it had all been like buried, right? It was like, it was done and it was fine. It was all padded down.
Yeah.
And like signed the forms and go. And it's like way into the night. Way into the night.
Yeah.
And I'm walking around and I'm like cooking something and I'm just like, this doesn't smell good. And I was like, oh, because it's in my nose.
Yeah.
It's just in my goddamn head.
Yeah.
And so
I thought what happened was you went outside where everything got padded down and you're looking down and you saw something laying there and you reached down to grab it and then this arm of feces came up and grabbed your arm out of the ground.
Oh, from the movie Shitty.
Yes.
Right. No, that was not what happened. No. So I had to rinse out my nose with fluids.
Yes.
Not lavage. But you rinsed them out.
You lavaged your nose.
Yeah, it was just like, it's bad news. Yeah. So yeah, once we clean up everything downstairs, then we can let the cats go downstairs. Mm-hmm. Everything will be fine for them.
And they can put their shit everywhere.
Sure, why not?
Why not?
It's fine. Oh, it's like nothing. That was the thing. They would use the litter box and it'd just be like, this is nothing.
I don't like
you
that.
You kind of want to turn to the cats and just go, you think that's something? Look outside, huh? Hey, buddy, check it out.
I used to have a litter box in my shop. For Risa,
why don't you just go inside and use your bathroom? And
this is for the cat.
Oh, for the cat. Okay, fair enough. That does sound very lazy.
I just go in the garden because it's composting.
Right.
And so she would, sometimes when I was in there, she would use it.
Yeah.
I just took it out. I couldn't, no.
Couldn't take it?
Don't like it. Don't fair want enough. The smell. Because there's a lot of smell.
Yep.
You know? Someone is just taking a giant dump in your enclosed space.
Are you clay? Are you pine? What are you?
I think we were using some sort of crystalline kitty litter stuff.
All right. Let me recommend
a
little bit of pine.
Pine. Something
like a little wood pine. Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. It takes the smell right away. It's pretty good.
Oh,
your cat needs to know how to bury stuff. Like if the cat goes, I'm done, walk away, that's a problem.
Oh, she knew how to bury stuff. She knew how to bury everything around the litter box.
That's true.
That was her expert. She just seemed to not care what stayed in or out of the litter box.
Well, you ever have this with your cat, whereas they have a little bit of food?
Dinner?
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, it's dinner related. Like they have a little bit of food and they eat it and then they're done and they go, I'm going to bury this now. But you've got a wooden floor.
Oh, maybe.
And it's like, hey, genius, you're not burying nothing.
I didn't realize that's what she was doing. But yeah, the other day, Risa was, and she has to eat on the table because if we put it on the floor, then Al will eat the food.
Right.
And so that's no good. So she eats on the table. And so she's eating. And I had it on the newspaper so that it doesn't get on the table. I don't, cats. And so, and then she was finished and she was like, started pawing at the table, like at the paper. And I was like, what is she doing? And then she started like clawing at it. I was like, quit, get off the table. But
stop being a cat. Be going with your nature.
I don't want cats.
No, we've domesticated you now.
I don't want her doing that. I don't want her being a cat. You know, this is the thing. I mean,
so she lights up a pipe and sits in front of the TV.
That's perfect. That's perfect. I don't want smoking in the house either, but I like animals. They're cute and everything, but I don't want them being animals is the thing. I don't want that part of them. It's just too much to deal with.
Ours have become incredibly needy since we moved into the new place. They've just become like super, super needy to the point where like throughout the night, they have to come and go like, hey, things are right? Like, yeah, it's good. Okay, just checking in.
Yeah, I can understand that.
And that's what I used to do as a little kid. So I feel like I owe it to, the thing.
Damn it all.
No, it's sorry okay. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I have to keep it on because I'm worried about my parking.
Right.
But that was just one of those super annoying Twitter notifications you get that tell you that two other people that you don't even fucking know like someone else's tweet that you don't fucking know and you don't even fucking care about it. And why am I getting notifications? And you cannot turn it off. Twitter. Why not? Why is that not an option that I can turn off the stupid notifications?
Dave, Twitter's listening. Ugh. Calm down, Jesus. Don't want to get Twitter mad at you.
Yeah, no, that's true enough. That's some bad stuff could happen. But,
yeah, they'll send some bad characters, 140 of them. That's what they'll
do. Don't you think that's kind of a weird thing that does though?
Like arbitrary number of 140?
Well, no. I know that's because of the length of a text on old phones, but why does it want to tell me that two people that I'm following like someone else's post? I don't care.
I really don't care. I don't know.
And I think that you should Twitter.
Yeah.
This is a message to you, Twitter.
Okay. It's say 140 characters.
140 characters? Okay. Yeah. Exactly 140 characters?
No, you can go under.
Okay. Turn off.
Okay.
Oh, wait, sorry. Let me start again.
Tune in, turn off.
Allow me to turn off those notifications.
Okay.
Please.
Hashtag.
Hashtag fuck off Twitter.
Oh, you just made Twitter mad.
Damn it. Hashtag I love you, Twitter.
Oh, that's mixed signals. I know. You seem creepy.
Shoot. Okay. Hashtag I have some candy for you in my van, Twitter.
Oh, that's fine then.
There we go.
The candy van, the candy van can, because it's creepy in your hood and battle, get them out there.
That's the song it plays when I drive around. A little speaker on the roof.
Yep. Now, Dave and I are doing a tradition that we do at the end of some of our episodes, which is there's a Marvel movie that's about to play.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's marvelous. Everybody, hello.
Well, we'll DC if it is.
Sure, it'll eclipse the other one.
Imagine that. Aardvark Vanaheim, I got nothing. Okay, here's the thing. So
it's not the first movie we're seeing.
Wow, that's a deep cut.
Oh, is it ever? Eclipse wasn't?
That's a good point.
It's going back time.
Yeah, no, I think I'm done. Yeah. I think I really am done. Whew. Dave, you're quite the renegade.
Oh, I was trying to think of that.
Ah, there you go. All right, we're stopping now.
Because we can't think of anything to do with Fantagraphics.
No, we cannot. And there you go.
We can't even Fantagraphics this show.
Dave.
Yes.
People are going to get so mad they're going to draw and quarter you, Lee. Okay, folks, we're tired. Here's what's happened.
This isn't top shelf material, everyone.
Yeah, not at all. Once again, I've gotten very little sleep this week because of plumbing things.
The only thing I can do is apologize.
IDW, meaning I don't want any more of this. Okay, so here's the thing. Very sleepy. Yes. Dave and I just did our... Again, folks, it's going to be like this for a while. We're going to go, why are you guys so tired? We like podcasts. Why are you all so tired all the time? Because we're doing the Totally Tintin podcast first. Yeah. We've made a bad life choice. We have made a podcast that takes forever to do.
You know what? Well, here's the thing. I was thinking when you do these things, they should be called sidecasts because I think that's a cool name. But also, I think if you're going to do a sidecast, I think you should do it every 2 weeks, not every week.
We've learned a lesson.
Because it's a pile on. And I understand why you wanted to do it because
it's pile on the name of another stupid comic.
I just meant it's a pile on. Like we're piling it on ourselves.
Right. Okay. So.
No.
Right.
I wasn't. We're not lost in the tundra. Okay. I'm just trying to.
Oh, fuck. God. Who did Turtles? Who did the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Mirage.
Was it?
Yeah.
Mirage. No, they didn't first. They
Mirage Studios.
They weren't the first ones.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
No, they weren't the first. Were they? Was it first? Was Mirage the name of the studio?
I believe that was that they called it like Mirage Studios, and then it was Tundra later.
Okay,
not that it matters.
I'm trying to think of a way of saying Archie now. So anyway, we're in over our heads. Mm-hmm. So we do that podcast, and that's like an exhausting thing. And then we do this one. But what we've done now is we've done three things today, which is like, first of all, make sure I get no sleep. Then Dave goes to work and does a hard day's work, also goes to the gym. Then we do the...
Didn't do that today.
You didn't do that?
I slept in this morning.
Fair enough.
Because I've had an average of about 4 hours sleep a night since we started doing Tintin.
Right. That is the amount of sleep Batman has.
Yeah.
Not every night.
Yeah, pretty much.
What?
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
I know.
No, stop doing that.
I'm falling asleep standing up.
Stop doing that. That's too much. What are you doing every day that's that much for Tintin?
Well, it's just a lot of stuff to do. I mean, I have my own life stuff to do.
You got life stuff, yeah?
Yeah. And then I got show notes.
Okay. Well, what's your normal
title
sleep
card?
A night? Well, how much sleep do you normally get?
6 hours, six or seven.
Six. So we're taking 2 hours a night off for Tintin.
Yeah.
What's taking 2 hours? What's taking 14 hours out of your week for Tintin?
Just fitting everything in. This is the problem. Like doing the show, editing the show.
Yeah.
And I have to do it at night, right? Can't do it in the day.
Yeah,
Because, you know, I do family stuff as well.
Yeah.
And then title card.
Right.
And this weekend was an elaborate one. Last weekend, or the weekend before, I guess, was...
Title card for Sneaky Dragon. Very elaborate. Yeah. Doctor Strange. Great.
Took me a long time to do.
Is it possible to do that as a t-shirt, or is that one impossible?
Why?
Too many colors, or how is it?
Well, sure, it's fine.
I would like that one as a t-shirt. Okay, we'll talk later.
Talk later. I mean, we can do anything as a t-shirt. Is this just paying for the extra?
It's not. No, you can't do everything as a T-shirt because some of them you can't blow up because they were.
Oh, I see. But that one I drew from scratch, right? So that's
okay.
Fine.
But anyway, to get to my original point,
yeah, we're
so,
tired.
We're tired of doing that. But then we also decided what we're going to do is our tradition, which is we're going to see the Marvel movie on opening night.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to do that, which means we've got a tight hour to do this podcast, and we're just tight. Tight. We're not even gonna. We're not gonna shut up the equipment. We're just gonna break it with hammers afterwards. We're just gonna bust it up.
Wait, it's like, the only way to shut it down.
What's that? Sorry,
I didn't.
Anyway, we're gonna go see our Avengers. We're gonna go see that, and excited to see that.
Sure.
But yeah, that's what it is. It's a tight day, and we normally would then like come back here and we do the podcast after. But who's fooling who? We're not doing that.
Yeah.
So we're doing this fast. So if you feel this one's a bit of a rush job, once again, let me offer you half price off. How much this episode costs.
Sure. Why
we'll,
not?
We'll do you a favor. We'll do something. Listen.
We will.
Here's what I'm
going to... The next show, 3 hours long.
Right.
That's what we'll do.
And
Dark Horse was the name of George Harrison's record label.
Dave, I used to work at a comic shop, and I don't want to have to think about all the... I worked at a comic shop during the time where all the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle knockoffs came out.
Yeah.
So I don't want to think about all
those. Think about it. It's just like a vortex.
Yeah, it's just
sucking
like
you down.
You saying all these things, it's like you're playing the bongos in my head and drive me crazy. How did I not think of that? I work for them.
I'm just wondering when you're going to bring it up.
Wow. How was that? Ugh, let's just leave all the flotsam and jetsam here. And there's a deep cut too, huh, folks? That used to be my self-published comic company.
Sure.
What was your company called that did your comics?
I didn't give it a name. I pretended it was called STP Productions.
For?
Strict Time Productions.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Nice. Good.
But I never actually was very strict with the time because I did one in about 400 years. So,
you did Stop Time Production.
I did Stop Time. The time didn't stop, though. I just kept marching on.
But David, speaking of comics, David and I are going to be going to a thing called VanCalf, which is, I've got it on the wall. What is the date for it, David? Can you see there? Vancouver Comics Arts Festival. Boy, it's hard to see what the date is on that thing.
I don't think it says.
Oh, that's great. Good poster. It's a well-drawn poster. I'll give you that, but we can't quite see when the times
are. I'm
going to
get up in
there. Anyway, it's at the end of May. I think it's like the final weekend in May is happening here in Vancouver. And David and I are going to be there representing Sneaky Dragon and Totally Tintin and whatever the heck else we're doing. But if you want to come and see us, then it's free. So come on by.
I'll
be there sitting with my wife, Pia Guerra. She's going to be doing her own art. I'm going to have some Simpsons stuff there. And if I get my act together, which I won't, because something in my house will explode, and I'll have to deal with that. But if nothing explodes in my house, I'm going to reprint some of my old comics.
Oh, nice.
So I may be tapping on Dave's door and going like, Dave, do you have a copy of this one? Because you got some of my old comics.
I do.
Yeah, and most of my original prints are in boxes that are now under boxes that are on other boxes that luckily didn't get destroyed by a wall of sewage.
That would have been terrible.
Yep.
I know.
Oh, man, did I set up a wall of towels just in case things went foul.
Yeah. And they did go foul, but just not in that direction.
Yep.
That's just lucky. Because, yeah, that would be really terrible. I mean, I had a flood in my shop.
Yep.
Flood studio.
Stink.
And not as stinky as your flood could have been. But,
yes.
It's still stank. I mean, it did, didn't destroy it, but it did wet my original pages of Rounders.
Boo.
Which was, kind of disturbing because you think they're safe. You know, they're in my shop. They're safe. And then you go out to the shop and it's underwater and you're like, oh.
Well, this is, it's the thing with my friend Robin, whose studio used to be like very close by here and it burned down.
Yeah.
And then she was able to salvage some of her art, but it was mostly water damage.
Yeah.
So I spent a lot of time having to flatten it out and try to repair it. That's just the old nightmare. That's just the, scary. I separate. I have my art, my original art for things, in different locations for that reason,
okay.
So that if something screws up there, and I try to encourage other people I know to do that too. It's like split it up.
The problem is you can't remember where you put it all now.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. That is absolutely right. It's the worst thing you can do is put something in a safe spot. It's the worst place. I'm going to put this in a safe spot. Can't ever find it again. It's gone.
So I don't know if you've been... sorry, I'm just going right off.
Change topics.
Yeah, I'm sorry about this.
Shift, everybody. We're going to shift gears. And we're... All right.
Because have you been watching Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yes, I have.
So the last episode pretty much kind of said, by the way, everyone, a movie's coming out.
Did it ever?
You can go see it.
No kidding.
Did I know? Because we've been so under the gun with Totally Tintin,
right?
I have not had a chance to watch Daredevil.
Oh,
I've only seen
snap.
I've only seen maybe 7 episodes of it.
Okay. You haven't seen all of it?
No. So, is it going to be spoiled by the movie?
No.
Okay.
No. No, in no way, shape, or form.
Okay.
No, what they did.
It didn't end with a kind of, hey, everybody. There's a movie coming out that you might like.
Nope. But what I am surprised about with Daredevil is they're going to do a second season of it.
Okay.
Because the plan was to do Daredevil, then AKA Jessica Jones, then they were going to do Luke Cage, then they're going to do Iron Fist, and that was going to lead into the Defenders.
Okay.
And then the Defenders are going to be connected to the next Avengers movies.
Okay. So they're still going to do that, right?
They are going to do that, but they're also going to do a second season of Daredevil,
it's been pretty good what I've seen so far.
Yeah, it's good, and it's nice because I didn't want to say goodbye to those characters. So it's like, hey.
The actor who's playing Foggy, so good.
A lot of people really don't like him, and I think he's the heart of the show.
Really? Don't like his...
No, they really don't like him. A lot of people really just are put off by him. I think just because of his look there.
Yeah.
You know? I think that... But that's Foggy, man.
That's Foggy. He looks like the character from the...
Absolutely.
From the strip. Like, they really did a good job with that.
Yeah.
My one complaint about the show is the
not
way...
Not enough court cases.
No, not that.
You're lawyers. Oh, what do you do?
I really
No lawyering.
I wanted more of a procedural. I wanted to, have him, squaring up against Hamburger, and trying to... No, it's not what it, not that at all. It's just, I find that it's... The cinematography or the director of photography, the way it's done, especially the lighting is very weird. And not because it's dark. I know it has to be dark because it's a noirish show. And
there's of being dark where you can still see everything.
I just find that the way the actors are lit is very unflattering in a lot of times. Or I feel like that actor's nose is not that big. Mm. Why does it look so big in this shot? Like, it's just stuff like that where it's the way the shadows fall. You know, you can change how someone looks by the way you light them.
Right.
You know, way makeup is or where you light them. You know, like Jean Arthur, the actress who acted in a lot of Frank Capra films, she would only allow herself to be filmed from one side. She very rarely allowed herself to be filmed from the other side. She had a profile, she had this idea that this is the way she looked best. And that's how she would light herself. Or Marlene Dietrich, she was, when she first became famous, she acted in these Joseph von Sternberg films. And he was like a master lighter. Like, he just lit her so she just was translucent on the screen. So she learned all these tricks. So then when she went to other films, she would teach the cinematographers how to light her, because she knew how to do it so that it flattered her rather than, and that's important because that's what it should do. It should flatter the actor.
Yeah.
Whereas in Daredevil, we have scenes where, and I know the actress who's playing, is it Karen?
Karen.
Yeah.
Karen
is a true blonde. So she has, blonde eyebrows, blonde eyelashes, but it's lit so that the light is coming down through the eyelashes so that these weird white lines in her face that stand out in a really odd way. And it's very unflattering for her. I just feel like, is that what they wanted?
I wonder if it was intentional, but this is the one problem with it never being released on DVD is you'll never get a director's commentary.
Mm.
So you'll never get, what were you going for?
Yeah.
Whereas you can some, actually that bugged me when I got the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. a DVD and it was like, oh, there's commentary on 3 of them.
Mm.
No, dude, no. Mm-mm. This is, if I'm buying a DVD,
yeah.
Just talk through it.
Yeah.
It's fine. Let me know some
stuff.
Hurt.
Yeah, it's not going to hurt.
No, yap, yap, yap. This is what's keeping DVDs alive, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if you, Netflix, no dice. No, that's interesting. Yeah, I think you're going to like, it starts stronger than I think it ends, but it still ends okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll finish it. It's just
I'm going to ruin it for you. Anyway, so.
It's just that we're saying we're busy with Totally Tintin, and I have been totally busy.
I'm trying to remember the name.
Because I have my other shows I have to watch.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the name of Daredevil's dog that was supposed to be in the animated version of Daredevil. But he was supposed to have a seeing eye dog as Matt. And then
Snowy?
Yep, that was it. The dog was going to help him fight crime. And it looked terrible.
You know what? He was white and his name was Canine.
Oh, see, another dog named Canine. I liked what they did in Daredevil, where they did connect it to the Avengers movie really lightly, but they did it in a way that made sense for the actual show, which is Hell's Kitchen doesn't look like that anymore.
Yeah.
So why does Hell's Kitchen look like that? Well, remember when aliens invaded and everything went to shit? Yeah. Okay. Why not? Sure. That sounds fine.
Yeah.
That's actually one of my problems with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is everything's happening to them. One of the episodes I really liked was one where they dealt with some firefighters that touched they touched like some of the alien stuff and got kind of a disease that would kill you. I was like, oh yeah, other people in the world. You never really get to see anyone that's not super or special or a spy. It's all just this above the cloud spy world. And it's like, what's the world like in Marvel where you now know aliens exist? What's your day like? You know, like one of the things they have like in Daredevil is he's religious and he's in a church, but the church is constantly empty. What's things like in church now that you know aliens exist and
he seems to go in the day all the time, which is when people aren't.
That's
really
true.
Services,
that's true. But are more people going to church now? Yeah. Are less people going to church now that the sky opened?
Yeah.
Demons came down and monsters had to save your lives. Like what's going on now with that? It just seems like an interesting thing. Like what's life on the street like? Because you're never going to be able to deal with that in the Avengers because we're too busy fighting Ultron.
Yeah.
But in a series like Daredevil, really street level.
Yeah.
What's up?
Because some movies have touched on it a little bit. I mean, Iron Man 3 has that kind of, he's dealing with the going through the
post-traumatic
stress. Yeah.
Himself, but not what do people feel about.
Yeah, what people are feeling about. Yeah, it seems like everyone's just kind of like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Aliens.
I mean, the second Iron Man starts with, you know, you've got all this power. How does that affect the world? You need to give us your technology. And that's realistic. Like, if one guy has a suit that's magic and could do all this shit,
yeah,
the government would be interested. But now, come third film, well, now we know aliens are around and you just saved the world. How does that change things or you know?
And why are people objecting to people with powers like in Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. where they're hunting down people with, you know, these gifted individuals and experimenting on them and stuff like that? Why? When they just, people like that just save the world. Like I guess you can see why they feel threatened by it.
Well, there are a lot of jerks though. Let's admit some of those people are bad.
Yeah.
I was listening to another podcast, and I don't want to be, I heard this on another podcast, let me bring it to my podcast.
Was it a podcast that's cooler than ours?
A little bit. Not really. A couple of nerds, too, but they're good nerds. It's called Wait What? And I do enjoy their podcast a lot, and they were talking about Ant-Man.
Yeah.
And most trailers for Marvel films, they don't like. They're not in favor of it, and they don't like the Marvel movies, and they don't like this and that. But they're a good source of information on the making of these things.
Yeah.
And one thing that bugs me about Ant-Man is Edgar Wright is not doing it.
Bugs you.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Well done.
Mm-hmm. Edgar Wright is not doing it because he had a disagreement.
Right.
Over the use of formic acid.
Sure he did.
Yeah.
He didn't know what it was and he didn't want to look it up. And they went, you should.
Ants,
like, no.
Ants produce it.
They do. So here's the thing.
Like, Google it. He's like, nah.
I was like, well, why they let him go? And here was their theory. And their theory seems to hold water, which is... He ran into trouble with Marvel when they started panicking before Guardians of the Galaxy came out.
Okay.
And basically, Guardians of the Galaxy looked like it was going to tank hard because it was goofy. It was just this goofy movie that was going to tank hard.
Yeah.
And then Ant-Man was going to come out, and they were like really worried about it. So they went, no, cut all the goofy stuff. Cut the comedy back. We're gonna make it more traditional. And he's like, no, I don't want to do that. No, cut all this back. No, I don't want to do that. I'm going to leave if you do that. No, you got to cut it back. Then I'm leaving. So long, jump. So they got another director.
Yeah.
Guardians came out, was enormously successful.
Yeah.
And now apparently they're bringing all the stuff Edgar Wright had back into it and adding all the goofy back into it.
Yeah.
So that's how things
are. But it won't be directed by him.
That's right.
One of the best modern directors.
Absolutely. And that's the huge drag. Like, you're going to be watching Ant-Man going, ugh. Oh, this it could have had
some of the greatest transitions in superhero film history.
And as you see from like Scott Pilgrim, some good fights probably. Like, he knows
his fights that good in that film?
I think so.
I don't.
They're fun fights. Yeah.
I don't remember them being that great.
I like the Lucas Lee fight with.
What's
the
Lucas Lee?
That's the one the guy plays Captain America.
Oh,
he's with everyone's fighting with the skateboards and
Evans.
Punching people. Yeah.
Chris Evans.
I thought that was a pretty good fight.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, we have to look at it. We'll have to look at it again.
Because it's more of a jokey. Like, he throws him a long way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
exaggerated. When he punches him or whatever, and he goes flying and hits the tower and falls.
Mm.
Like, if you're dealing with Ant-Man, we got to go over the top with Ant-Man fights. It can't just be fisticuffs. Here we go, smack, smack. How about a lat to the face? There you go. It's got to be something huge and weird.
The concept screams for goofiness.
And he's really good with camera and movement and moving the camera through things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, it just would have been so damn good. Anyway, it'll probably be fine, but it would have been so good.
Who's directing it now? Nobody knows.
Someone.
Yeah.
You, maybe. Who knows?
Maybe secretly.
Yeah, you might
show up.
That's
why I'm so tired.
It might be a thing where you show up at the theater and it's like, you direct it, and you push different buttons. What scene would you like to see now?
Yeah.
Michael Douglas? Would you like to see him? Yes. Beep. I'm Hank Pym, see? And I am a scientist, see? Okay. What do you want to see now? Action scene or romance? Action scene, please. Pow, 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 pow. That's what movies are like in the future, man.
Hmm. I think one reason I'm tired is I've fallen in love with getting up early in the morning and going to the gym.
Mm.
I just love doing that. Because of my work.
Because it's the only time the gym doesn't smell.
No. It's the only time that I can use the change room and that guy isn't there.
Ugh.
That's why.
Mr. Yapper.
There's still yappy guys there. You cannot... I don't know what these people think. They're in another room from each... They're in the same shower place.
Dude, it's like... This is my thing about going swimming.
Yeah.
It's like, you want to go swimming.
Yes.
Is it possible to not have two nude guys having a long conversation with each other?
About their stocks?
Or whatever.
Like,
well, that's one way of calling it. But it's just like, what are you guys having a conversation?
My stocks are huge.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, E.F. Hutton says... Steve Hutton says, don't talk about me while you're naked. Put on some pants.
I don't mind them being nude. I really don't care.
I don't like the I'm conversation
nude too. While I have a shower. That's the other reason I like it is because I can work out.
Yeah.
I get all hot and sweaty.
Right.
Cool down.
Yeah.
Go and have a shower. Shave.
Yeah.
Do my stuff.
Let me ask you this question.
Leave feeling nice and refreshed for the rest of the day.
Here's the thing. Hmm? What is the longest conversation you've ever had with another naked man? Would you say it's one sentence long?
No.
Two?
I've had a...
Three?
I made a strategic error the other day. I don't know what I was thinking about because this is what happened. I was having a shower. Another guy was having a shower.
I made a strategic error in the shower.
Yeah. No, this is an error.
Okay, tell me about it, Patton.
Sure.
How'd you lose that battle?
That's right. I should have had a rear guard.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you desert fox.
We were...
Rommel, rommel, rommel.
We were in the shower together.
Yep.
And
having a tickle fight.
He stopped and I was done.
Yeah.
And he turned off the water and he walked out. And I turned off the water and walked out. And as soon as I did it, I was like, oh, fuck, this was the dumb idea. Because now both of us are standing drying in the same small area. Yeah. And, you know, your arms are moving all over because you're using your towel and this and that. And then he started talking to me. That's not what I wanted. That's not what I come to the gym for. I come to the gym for lonely time.
Yeah.
I want to have my headphones on, which I can't wear in the shower.
Right.
And I just don't want to talk to people. I'll nod to you.
Yeah.
I'll give you the friendly, how's it going?
Yeah.
But I don't want to, like, stand and talk. So this guy was standing and talking
to me. Top of the nude morning to you.
That's right. This guy was talking to me.
Yeah.
And I mean, I have, you know, I'm like, I don't care. He's naked or whatever. That's not what I'm, it's just, I don't want to talk. I don't want to small talk with a guy.
Right.
I just want to get out of there. So.
You want a big conversation.
I don't want to become part of the gang.
You want to have big conversations.
I don't want to be part of the gang.
Right. Because if you see him again, you got to talk tomorrow.
Yeah.
Now you got to talk a third time.
And then
now
other people are talking to him. And then I have to talk to them.
Oh, you're in the conversation.
I'm in the conversation now.
You got to move gyms.
And then they're talking about going to Palm Springs. And this guy's got a place in Mexico. And they're all of an age. You know, they're all of that kind of spoiled brat age that we missed out on.
Mm.
That we didn't get in on the property market quite the right time or the job market quite the right time. Yeah. So these guys are all like sitting on a load of cash.
Yeah.
And just talking to each other about it the whole time. And you're like, I got nothing in common with these jerks. Except for the fact that we're all naked and getting dressed.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't want to talk to them. I don't even know them.
So what you're saying to me is, you know, you could like just break into those lockers and take their money. Because they're all
rich. I don't want to start anything that... Because I don't even lock my locker when I go to the gym. I just put my stuff in there.
Understood. I don't normally either. Because, you know, what are you going to do? Be an idiot? Or would you do that? That's dumb.
stuff happens. But more in the women's area.
I'm sure it does. Yeah. Yeah, those women, you know what they like. But here's the thing. Like, they're going, hey, I got a lot of money, Shay. Let me tell you about my money. Money, 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 money.
Yeah.
And then like, well, you know where the locker is. So all that's keeping me from your credit cards is a screwdriver. And how long do you work out for? 40 minutes? An hour.
Yeah.
I got to take...
I know, it's weird.
Yeah, I got to like do this for like pop.
And they talk loud.
Yeah. So you know when they're coming.
I guess because they're old enough, they don't have their hearing aids in. They're in the shower. So they're just like talking to each other like... It's really... It feels like both of them are in separate canyons from each other and they're trying to talk.
Right.
Like they are so noisy. I mean, they're going to talk about money. They'll talk about hockey and stuff. Or they'll talk about movies.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was talking about...
This
was surprising.
There's a place for that, and that's called a podcast.
That's true. This guy was talking about Popeye, the movie Popeye.
Good film?
I think so, too.
All right.
And this guy was saying...
Except for the last 10 minutes?
You can see when the money...
Rubber Octopus?
Yeah.
Not that great.
That's where the cocaine deal fell apart. Because that's what the movie was, basically. It was an excuse it was an elaborate coke plot.
Oh, good.
And it's a pretty good film. I'd say if you told someone who was in it... And who was involved with it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a Jules Pfeiffer script. It's directed by Robert Altman. It's got music by Harry Nilsson. It's got Robin Williams as Popeye, Shelley Duvall. The perfect
Some
olive
really
oil.
Really good actors, yeah.
Really good. And then when you see it, you're kind of like, yeah, okay. So But the guy was saying, I really like that film. So a lot of people don't like it, but I think it's great. Mm-hmm. I still wanted to join in the conversation and say, yeah, I agree with you. You know, it's better than people think.
Let's talk about ham gravy. You did a nice job, that guy.
But I don't want to join the conversation because then I'm in the conversation.
No.
Forget it.
You want to say to him, let's talk about it online later.
That's right. I don't want to get involved.
Why don't you tweet me? I'll get a notice about it.
One day this person, you know, this kind of takes us back to the beginning of the show, actually.
Oh, very good. Talking, let's go back.
Let's go back for a little bit. This guy was telling
his friend.
Let me tell
you about my feces problem.
This guy was, well, this is a feces problem.
Okay.
It's in an apartment building here in town, and this is not the only one, these condo towers and stuff like that. And because they have decided to have like these super environmentally safe toilets, they're not flushing enough water to move what it needs to move.
Absolutely.
So they're jamming up in the apartment buildings.
Yeah.
Oh, he was telling me some great stories. I don't want to repeat them because you're queasy.
No. Whenever you say like, you know, look, I like water and I like living in water. I like being in a place where there's water. You know, I feel for my friends in California. I really, really do.
Yeah.
We live sort of in a rainforest here. It rains a lot. It's very green. It's very beautiful here.
Yeah.
One of the things I like about it is we don't need to have the low flow toilets. Like I don't mind when you have the option, right? Yeah. Like you got the
If you just have a pee, use the half side.
Yeah, the half side. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. You know, hey man, if it's yellow, it's mellow. If it's brown, get rid of that shit. It's brown. Get rid of that shit right now. And make sure you have enough water to send it to hell.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I thought it was go downtown.
Oh, whatever.
Okay. Yeah, so that was interesting. It's the fact that there's these all these condos in Vancouver. Yeah.
Don't tell me how much water is necessary to get rid of a number two. You don't know my business.
They've lowered it down to, it used to be 12 liters of water.
Mm-hmm.
Then they lowered it down to 7. Now it's down to 5 liters of water.
Yeah.
It's trying to flush people's waste away. Doesn't work.
There it goes. Nope.
Doesn't work at all.
Nope.
Because at my work, we have, what they've done is they've set.
No flow toilets.
they set the balls a bit lower.
That. Yeah.
So the tanks don't fill quite as full, which is, you know, environmentally good.
Sure.
But then when you go to flush, you know, business, you got to just kind of stand there with your hand on the lever for a good 10 minutes.
Yeah.
While the water just goes.
You know,
you feel like I'm not being responsible.
Or open up the back, hold the ball up high.
I'm not being responsible.
Yeah.
But oh well.
No, not hold the ball up high. That wouldn't work. You have to push the ball down low.
No. You want the water to fill up, right?
So you'd have to have
you want to keep the ball. Yeah, that's right. You have to hold the ball in place and don't let it float up. That's right. I get you what you're saying.
What a world.
What a world we live in.
Yeah.
Water world.
Yeah.
Is what you meant to say.
Now, did you like that movie?
You know, I never saw it.
Yeah, you don't have to. It's fine. It starts with a scene with a guy peeing.
I saw the beginning of it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, meh.
Yep, that's fine.
I like Kevin Costner in sports films, but
That's what he should do. Only sports films.
Because he's a very avuncular, very like sort of seems friendly, you know. And I like Tin Cup, which just seems strange.
Sure,
I like that film a lot. Bull Durham.
Or his 97 baseball movies.
Bull Durham, For Love of the Game.
Yeah,
directed by Sam Raimi. Yeah, well, I don't know why it's called For the Love of the Game. It's called For Love of the Game. It's kind of odd. Maybe it's they could trademark
Sam Raimi
it.
Has done movies that you would not expect Sam Raimi to do. A Simple Plan.
You think that's the one that you wouldn't expect him to do?
Yeah, I wouldn't, because it's not sweeping thing. It's very focus.
Yeah.
Over to here.
Yeah.
Over to here.
See, there focus. Are a couple of scenes
he gets rid of his bag of tricks and just like leave the camera. Here we go.
Same with For Love of the Game. Mm-hmm. I think after Spider-Man, people were like, hey, this guy is a serious director. We should use him. Then he did Spider-Man 3 and they're like, oh, I don't know about this guy. Because what has he done since then?
Drag Me to Hell.
That was okay. It was like a super, it was like a too long Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah. Yeah, it made me mad. But
and I don't like films where you're rooting for the character through the film, and then it just disappoints you at the end.
Yeah, fuck it. I really hate that movie. Like, it's one of my most loathed films.
Really?
But I love Sam Raimi's directing. He's one of my favorite directors, yeah.
I like when he torments the actor. I always like that part
of
the film.
Sure, that's fine. Yeah,
I'm like the scene in the car with the old gypsy lady and the girl.
Yeah.
The bank lady.
There's lots of good stuff in it.
It's fun.
And there's lots of bad stuff in it.
But there's lots of what's another bad thing in it? Besides the ending, I don't remember there being that bad. I mean, I remember enjoying it quite a bit until the.
Here's what I didn't like was they had you have the scene basically, you know, where the guy vomits the cat up, you know, the demon, right? Yeah. And the demon is here's the thing. There's just if you've got evil and there's evil.
Do you see the demon in the film or is he just suggested?
He possesses something and then the cat gets vomited up that was sacrificed earlier.
Okay.
So, but the demon is speaking to her.
Mm.
Now, when you personify evil, that bothers me because you got to beat it if the demon can talk.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, listen, bitch, we're going to do this. Well, now the demon's sexist and he's in the wrong.
Yeah.
It's like, if it's a force of nature,
yeah,
then it's an unstoppable force. Then you kind of go like, what are you going to do? It's, you know, I mean, as much as I didn't like, what's it, the fucking movie, in space, and they open a portal to hell, and, it's like, I want to say Edge of Something, but it's Sam Neill is in it.
Yeah, I know the one you mean. Yeah, I've never seen it. But
anyway, it's bullshit fucking film. But it's one of those where, like, it has a similar kind of thing of like, well, everything you did is didn't matter.
The Terminator.
Yeah, there you go. But when you've got a demon who's like taunting and saying sexist shit and I'm going to get you. Well, now the villain is this demon, and this demon needs to be beaten.
Yeah.
You can't have it like, yeah, things are sexist and horrible and we're going to rape you in the afterlife and this is what's going to happen. And that's the way it is. No dice. You've got to beat this piece of crap. Because you've personified it.
It's a weird downer ending to a film that shouldn't have a downer ending.
Right.
Like, there's movies that I actually like the downer ending. Like, I'm like, good downer ending. That's how the movie should end.
Yeah,
because that movie, it was going in that direction.
Yeah.
And you knew this person was going in that direction. And when it happened, you're like, well, they put their head in the lion's mouth.
Here's what it sort of feels like. It's like you're watching a Roadrunner cartoon.
Yeah.
And then the final scene is the coyote raping the Roadrunner's corpse.
Yeah.
You know, and then while eating it slowly while it's alive and screaming. And you go like, what are you going to do? He's a coyote. He was going to eat the Roadrunner. We said it through the whole thing. What's the problem?
Yeah.
Because you did a cartoon up to this point, you fucks. That's the problem.
Well, and then I can say the same thing. You know, you just have to say it's be like watching the ending of The Mist. You know, like this totally tone deaf ending to a film.
It's tone deaf, but I can almost see it with that. Like, you can kind of buy it, and then it's a mean wah wah. You know,
you could see it if it was the crazy Christian lady who escapes and then convinces everyone to.
We're spoiling
themselves.
A lot of movies, by the way, folks. Screw but you it. Shouldn't see them.
Yeah, a 10-year-old movie.
Yeah,
sad. You know, that would maybe make sense. I guess I don't know.
Yeah,
the sort of death cult that she had going on.
Yeah.
But these people who are all this force of life and are all like optimistic and stuff like that, and then they see one bad thing and they've already seen horrors beyond belief. And then, I don't know. We've already talked about that film.
Drives me crazy. Also, he's the Punisher. He could take those guys out.
Ugh, whatever. He's a writer, big baby.
Yeah.
Not the Punisher.
He is the Punisher. The guy's... Sorry, that's the door. Let me get that.
That's my parking.
Okay. Well, listen, we've got 7 minutes. We owe these good people. Yep, and then we're going to
pay a little bit parking. Keep talking.
By the way, folks, if you're looking for a good Punisher movie, the second not the Dolph Lundgren, not the Punisher movie that came after that, but the one that came after that, Punisher, I think it's Warzone.
Yeah.
It's worth your watch. Just watch it. See what you think. It's extreme violence, but it's better than you expect. And I think now they're making, speaking of Daredevil's success, they're going to make a Punisher Netflix series as well.
Oh, really?
With the success of Daredevil. Yeah, the success of Daredevil has opened a lot of stuff up.
Yeah, that's great.
Where it's done so well that, oh, okay. Oh, all right.
But so which Punisher film is good? I've only seen one Punisher film, and that was the one that starred Thomas Jane.
Yeah, it's the one after that.
Okay.
That who was no in one that had one? A lot of actually, the guy who is the Punisher in the one I'm talking about is Volstagg in Thor. He is kind of, that guy in Thor.
Oh, I don't
know. He's one of the Warriors Three.
I don't remember those characters because the reason you can tell you don't remember characters is when they replace one in the next film and you don't notice.
Ah, there you are. Yeah. There, you know what I mean? There it's going to be. Yeah, I'll tell you about it, boy. That's how it goes. I tell you. You know what? They're finally in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. calling them Inhumans, and I think that's good. That took
in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. they said that?
Yeah, this week they did. They called them Inhumans. Finally said it.
I missed that.
Quit dicking around. But I did. They did do a thing in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which makes me kind of go, come on.
Okay.
Which is this one. It's just like, so we've been capturing all these superhuman things. Like the Baron. Yeah, he's got these twins in another castle that's right over there. Anyway, we're not going to see him.
Yeah.
We're not going to see him. It's like, really? You couldn't get the guy playing the Baron? I don't know who it is, but trust me, you could get him.
Yeah.
Have him just walk across the fucking set. Just have him walk across the set.
Just a quick cut to something that was cut out of the film.
The last, him
standing behind the camera smoking.
Yeah, the last time we did this with the Captain America Winter Soldier, you know, you had, I forget who it was, but it was a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. I think Jasper Sitwell. He was a bald guy.
Yeah.
And he was in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And he was like, excuse me, I got a call. Guys, I got to go. Something's going down. So he's leaving. I'm like, well, he's leaving to go and be in the movie. That's a nice little thing.
Yeah.
Just have a little walkthrough. That's all you need. Though it did make sense this week where you have the psychic who's like, I've got psychic powers.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you see? And as you said, I see a lot of mailmen destroying the city. Because if she didn't say that, you're a terrible psychic.
Yeah.
Missing this enormous thing.
Yeah.
At least you're doing. But I wonder, like, next week
she actually said, I see a lot of mailmen destroying the city coming to a theater near you.
Get your tickets now. I just wonder if, like, next week she'll be, oh, I'm glad that all worked out. Which is basically what they did with Thor, right?
Yeah.
With the second Thor movie was, you know, they went like, well, sure a mess in Greenwich. We better go clean that up. How about that, huh? Yeah, a lot of people were here and they saw Thor like 2 days ago. He was here.
You just missed him.
You just missed Thor.
He was just here. Oh, man, I can't believe it. You 5 minutes late. He was just here.
Just here. He was great. He was like,
he was so funny.
There's portals. Oh. Kat Dennings was here.
He signed someone's hammer. Yeah.
You think we could get Kat Dennings, right? Like, she's into Broke Girls. She's not fussy. Why isn't she here? She could have stayed, right?
Oh,
like, I know you can't get the rest.
That show.
But you could get Kat Dennings, right?
You know, she's kind of pretty.
She is.
And
she was good in 40-Year-Old Virgin.
I think that I don't like the movie, but I think that
you don't like 40-Year-Old Virgin.
No.
Oh, I like it quite a bit.
But I think that I don't like films where people have to change to be better, in a bad way.
Oh, and so, okay, I'll give you that.
I don't. And so I think her show Two Broke Girls comes on after the Mindy Project, which is a favorite of Millis.
Okay.
And so it was starting, and I said, "Oh, let's watch a little bit of this," because I didn't want to say because it has Kat Dennings and she's pretty good looking. So we watched a little bit of it, and I said, "Turn it off." This is horrible.
Yeah.
This is so painful.
Yeah.
Like every joke.
It's all boob jokes.
Every joke. Well, I didn't hear boob jokes, but I heard a lot of ugly jokes.
Yeah.
And heard a lot of just bad jokes.
And like a fair amount of rape jokes.
Oh.
Yeah. What year is this now that this is all happening?
Yeah.
It's like Laverne and Shirley, if they just talked about like rape and boobs a lot.
It's like it's a show that is everything I hate about like the sitcoms.
The world.
Not of the world. I don't hate the world.
It's as bad as genocide. Let's admit that.
That's right. Let's just say Hitlerism has nothing on Two Broke Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They had a picture, by the way, in the paper. I think it was The Guardian. They were like, whatever happened to Hitler's bunker? You know, like, what's going on with
what
that?
What happened to
it? I'll tell you what happened. It survived basically till the 80s.
This really is a caustic soda podcast.
Yeah. It survived till about the 80s.
Yeah.
And then they went, oh, fuck this. Let's wreck it. And they destroyed it. There's still a bit of it left.
Wouldn't they preserve it for like as a historical
no,
thing?
No, because fuck it. Though a group is recreating it now somewhere else.
That's weird.
So you can go and visit a recreation.
Don't like it.
But so they were showing like, what's it look like now? And I'll tell you what it looks like now. There's like a little kind of grassy patch that's got kind of trashy. And there's a plaque there saying what it is. And the rest of it's a fucking parking lot. It's a parking lot. Which is what it should be. They're done. We're out. It's a parking lot.
But don't you think it's kind of historically interesting that it...
It's interesting. And there's your plaque.
Yeah, you're
enjoy.
Right. You're right.
Yeah. Destroy well, they had it till the 80s.
Yeah.
And then I think like maybe Adam Ant said no. And they went, okay, well, you're the most popular singer in the world. We'll get rid of it then.
He wrote his song. What was it called?
Stand and Deliver?
Yeah. It was against...
Stand and No Hitler?
Stand and No Hitler. That was...
Stand and No Hitler. Yeah. Tear it all down.
I think the song was Ant Bunker. That he did, and he just was like all against.
It would be nice if he shows up in the Ant-Man movie.
And everyone thought he was saying anti-bunker.
Mm-hmm.
And then they tore down the bunker.
They were speaking, like we've talked a little bit about First Nations and Tintin in our other podcast. I was reading an article about Adam and the Ants. He wore First Nations makeup and feathers
a little bit. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so
it's kind of a pirate,
little bit
pirate warrior kind of thing. Yeah,
that's right. And so
mix them up.
And so he heard that there was some you know don't do that. And so he went and met with a group of First Nations, actually a couple of groups of First Nations people.
Yeah,
and they were like, yeah, listen, we'd rather you didn't do this. And he went, oh, this is why. You know, I'm like, what is it? Is it Romanian? And he went like, my background is similar. We've had a lot of this and that. And so I always kind of related to this culture and this is why I'm doing it. And this is, and why don't you come to a concert of mine and see what you think. And if you don't like it, I'll take it off and we won't do it again.
Yeah.
And so I invited like all these groups.
Is this like back in the 80s?
Yeah. Invited the groups to the concert.
I'll commit career suicide.
Yeah.
And okay.
And say, and invited them to the concert. And they all had a great time at the concert. Went, oh yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
And so the end. So there you go. That's the end. Why this got tied in was because of the Adam Sandler thing that happened recently.
Yes. Wasn't that terrible? Did you read what they were having the people do?
Oh, it's, you know, listen. And let me just say, hey guys, I get a check every so often from Adam Sandler because yeah. I was in an Adam Sandler movie.
You ate a sandwich.
I ate a sandwich in an Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, guys. I didn't know it was going to go and what was going to happen in the future. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Let me just tangent for a fucking second.
Okay.
And say I got a writing gig a while back.
Okay.
And I'm writing this comic for a fast food restaurant. Uh-huh. And I'm writing a series of comics for them. It's like, it's fine. I'm getting okay money for it.
Yeah.
There you go. And as soon as I hand it in, I get a news story about Chick-fil-A, which is who I was working for.
Ooh.
And it was like, oh, this, that, and the other. And then these comics are going to come out. It's like, oh, that's fucking great. And they never came out. And thank God. Oh. And it was just like, holy shit, bullet fucking duck. Anyway, but yes, back to your thing. Yes, I read the things they were going to...
You would have been like Hergé working at Le Petit Vingtième. People would have been like, what is he doing in this place? And well, I didn't know what was going on.
I don't fucking know. Here's the thing about that. Yeah, we got to wrap this up pretty soon. But it's weird because I was watching... Yeah, I'd seen it before, but A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Not good.
It's not good, but you would think if anyone would have gone too far with that shit,
yeah,
it would have been him.
I didn't watch all of it.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't sit there stone-faced any longer. I was hurting my
Fair
mouth.
Fair enough. It's not for everybody.
It had one joke that I laughed at.
Okay.
That's why we have meetings. I just laughed at that joke. Because they're pretending to fight, and one punches the other one accidentally. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. That's why we have meetings. It's like that joke.
I also like the Christopher Lloyd joke was pretty good.
I did not watch the whole... I didn't see him in the movie. I didn't watch it all.
Well, anyway, maybe he does something, maybe he doesn't. Maybe he does his character from Roger Rabbit. Who knows? But First Nations people in there, and it's offensive that I don't know about, but I thought they handled it really well there. You think like that would be the one that,
yeah,
here we go.
Yeah.
I mean, you look back at Blazing Saddles and like, well, maybe there'll be something in this that'll, nope. And then it's like Adam Sandler now.
Yeah.
You're the one who you're doing this.
It was so
now
denigrating.
Well, it's so like, you know how they have names that are like animals. Well, how about this? It's like, what, fucking still? That joke?
That joke. And then a woman, was she peeing? Well, also smoking a peace pipe or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Like this, you're just, that's not even...
Now?
I blame Netflix.
Yeah, I mean, looks, man, you're doing those...
I'm starting the anti-Netflix revolution right now, everybody.
Yeah, what
happened? Adam Sandler's
like, launching. He was doing the dummy movies, but that's fine. But they were kind of semi-good-hearted, right? Generally, yeah. Except for the fucking one where he's a dad, whatever, big daddy, and he's like... tripping skateboarders and all right, that's shitty. Let's admit that's shitty. And but then he was doing like all these grown-ups, which was, you know, it's trite bullshit, but at least it's like, oh, you're doing the family friendly thing, you're doing this kind of thing. All right, that's what you're up
to.
Are
they family friendly? They're full of like smack in the groin jokes and all,
yeah,
kinds of other...
That's family friendly.
I guess that is.
You know? So there you go. And now you're doing this? Oh well, there you are. Anyway, what I'm saying, folks, is please watch Happy Gilmore on Netflix because eventually it gets me some money.
Oh, does it?
A little bit.
I'll watch it.
Yeah, okay. So it. We should wrap up because we've got to go see a Marvel movie.
I won't watch it. And I will have it playing in the background.
We will talk to you about... We're going to watch maybe a Star Wars trailer beforehand.
That would be good.
Yeah, we'll see what's what. But thank you so much for listening. We'd love to hear from you. SneakyDragon.com is our website. Message boards are there. Hey, how about that Facebook? That's got a Sneaky Dragon thing on it. David, what?
Oh, I just wanted to say one thing.
And please.
We should have done this on our other show, but I know that we have crossover with listeners. I just want to thank Mary Hook. And I'm going to assume that you are a lady, Kitty Lugnuts, and thank you also for your iTunes reviews of Totally Tintin.
Oh, wicked.
Super appreciate it because, one, it's nice to read things that are pleasant.
Yeah.
And then also, it's nice that people are putting the word out for the show for us.
Thank you so much. If you can do that about Sneaky Dragon 2, lovely. If you don't, it's fine too. Whatevs. SneakyD@SneakyDragon.com is our email address. Any way that we can hear from you, we'd love to hear from you. Or come see us in person at VanCaf at the end of May here in Vancouver.
And just one more thing.
Oh, we're just one never more thing.
Sorry, sorry. Just one more thing. In her review, Mary said that us reading the phone book would be entertaining. So that's what we're going to do next week on Sneaky Dragon.
You know what?
We're going to read the phone
book. Here's what I find insulting about that.
Yes, what?
She knows phone books don't really exist anymore.
I have a phone book. I'm bringing it next week, and we're going to read from it. And it's going to be a laugh riot.
And we're going to call every number in it. And they crank calls. Wacka wacka.
Is your refrigerator running?
No, we're going to call with Age of Ultron spoilers to everybody. Yeah.
Nice.
All right, everybody. I've been Ian Boothby.
I've been Dedrick David.
Thank you so... No, it's... Whatever. Thanks for listening. And here's that music that you like. Why not dance to it? It's fun. Here's the music. Dance. Thank you.
for this episode, I want us to be cool.